This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Happy Monday. We are glad that you are here. Mike, we got a lot to get to, man. Coming up today, we're going to get a chance to talk to our newest rookie running back, Tyler Allgeier, is going to join us probably around 3:30. Rookie minicamp been going on, guys. Hopefully we'll get a, you know, some insight into what they're telling him and what he's going to be able to do in this offense. I think he's going to be a good fit. Also along the way, we'll talk to Grant McCauley about these Braves later in the show, and we'll talk to Jason Longshore. But first and foremost, how was your weekend, man?
Yeah, man. Down in Florida for a quickie. Really, I couldn't enjoy it that much. I had one day on the beach, did put some photos out there, did run into some lovely company, Carl, for some shots, but it was a quick trip. I do this every year. I joke around about getting Aunt Matilda and the cats. I get them to Atlanta, and then Becky does the home run to get her back to Pennsylvania. One of those old people, the snowbirds, don't like to drive. But I was talking to a bunch of folks this weekend on social media, on Twitter. Two things. People still frustrated about the Braves. And on the flip side, guys are really fired up, Carl. I know it's only rookie mini camp, but any video that comes out of Flowery Branch that shows Desmond Ridder or Drake London, but mostly Ridder, has got a lot of Falcon fans excited. And I know we got to temper the enthusiasm. There's lots of work to be done. But it's hard not to get excited when you see the young guys looking good.
Well, Randy Mack and I were talking about this yesterday. And thanks to all the folks who came down, said hello at the Atlanta United match. We were right there by the big Falcon, which we had a debate whether it's a hawk or an eagle, but that's neither here nor there. But the fact of the matter is, Ridder is saying all the right things. And this was a conversation we were having yesterday and our lead up into the match. And it was, you hear him speak, and the thing that you get is he's got control of the room. I think those years he spent in Cincinnati, Mike, this is not a fluke. He's a, you know, 5-year, 4-year starter at Cincinnati, played in a lot of big games. And we were having this conversation about he's saying the right things, and then you're already hearing guys, and I know it's early, but guys are saying he's trying to get guys lined up, you know, make sure that people know where they need to be. The rookie mini camp is about install, right? I'm going to get you ready for when we come back and camp starts that you're going to be able to be ready to do what we ask you to do. So nobody's studying more right now than Desmond Ridder. And I think that's why I get excited is he's not here going, well, I hope I can play. And he has got command of this thing, and I like that about him.
And that was one of the things, guys. It was not a knock on Malik Willis, but one of the things you heard, and this is not just the Falcons, but about Ridder was a leader. That word came up almost every time. And, you know, command of their offense and the big leap he took this last year at Cincinnati. But a guy that, again, I know the Falcon fans are just looking for any little kernel of information they can get, but hearing him, you know, basically taking charge is what you want. You know, we've talked about it. We've seen it on Hard Knocks. Sometimes you got quarterbacks that don't even know how to break a huddle by nature of the offense they used to run. So it's just some of those things, and all the young guys looking good. It's rookie minicamp. Pads matter. The preseason, as you said last year, matters. So we're going to see if this guy can win the job. But it is kind of cool to see people at least, you know, because no disrespect to Matt, it's just a breath of fresh air in a new direction.
Yeah, it really is. 404-741-0929. You can always text the show, guys. Let us know what you're thinking. Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, A-T-L. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. This radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Across the gram as well. The Braves yesterday, outside of the L, let's talk about the fact that a lot of people didn't get a chance to see this game because it was on Peacock. And I know that was a conversation that people were having as well yesterday as we were on the air talking about how do I access it? What do I need to do? You know, and the thought was you'd be able to download this app and then have access to it. And that wasn't the case. You could download the app, but you still need to pay, I guess it was $4 or whatever it was, to pick up the premium side of the sports stuff, Mike. So for how many times they're going to be on Peacock, and I don't even know. A lot of Braves fans felt like they got robbed yesterday by not being able to see this game.
Yeah, and I know that, and we joke around because I spend a lot of money on stupid stuff because I don't have kids and have to worry about, you know, saving for a college fund. But to me, it's more about the principle. And I understand, look, this is how you get people to get involved and purchase a new service. It's like you put something out there that somebody wants to have. I mean, it's as old as, you know, the first sale that was ever made, right? I get it. I got something you want. You're going to pay a premium to get it. But I refuse to keep paying a la carte for thing after thing after thing. I mean, I spend $178 a month on DirecTV, you know, not to mention Netflix and everything else. I can't bring myself to keep doing it. So, and it's funny because I was arguing with a buddy of mine, Greg, who works for NBC. And I said, look, I go, you got, you know, younger, everybody's talking about streaming, right? The younger people want to stream. The younger people don't want to spend from things they don't want to have to either, Carl. So to me, I got a problem with it, and a lot of Braves fans did. So, I mean, you had it, and I know Spoh's got it. So what did it look like to you? It seems like Kyle Wright did a nice job. The bullpen kind of let him down, and a lot of errors, too, a lot of defensive mistakes, and a lot of things over the weekend that were good and bad, but mostly bad.
The main thing for me, Mike, yesterday, just speaking about yesterday, and then I want to talk about this team because they've got another big series against Milwaukee, which starts tonight. You had three errors yesterday. And when you talk about how many errors this team has now on the season, you're talking about 18 and 35 games. That's just that's not good. It's embarrassing, as a matter of fact. When you consider yourself the Braves being the world champs to be having, you know, some of the best gloves in the major leagues, and you are making these kind of mistakes, that's beating yourself. So the errors, but more importantly, runners in scoring position is the big issue. And it's been an issue all season long. Here's the main thing as to why we went to the World Series last year. We can talk about Freddie and Acuna and all the stuff. And I know Acuna was hurt, but I'm talking about just we might call it clutch hitting. Clutch hitting is runners in scoring position with two outs, men on. That's clutch hitting. We are not good at that right now. And when we have runners in scoring position with two outs, that's money time in baseball. That's where you really just stick it to a team. And we're not good. We're hitting, you know, 230. With two outs, that's the one area, Mike, we've got to get better at. And last year, we were great at it. I mean, everything from a hitting standpoint was just so much better as a team last year. And that's the struggle that we're going through right now. Kyle Wright's start was wasted yesterday.
Yeah, and I know that the Padres, I was debating with Squid, you know, what are they? You know, I think they're a pretty good baseball team without Fernando Tatis, but they played, you know, honestly, they just played fundamentally sounder baseball than the Braves did over the course of the series. So it's just, it smacks a little bit of last year where we, you know, one step forward, two steps back. I think not having Acuna in there consistently is also something which is a kind of a problem. And I know, Carl, we've said the hitters can't be this bad all season long, but there were some parts of the series where one day it would be the middle of the lineup couldn't hit, or the other guys were leaving guys on base. So there's certainly enough blame to go around the lineup.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to pick on one person. Ozuna, we just expect more because he's your DH for the most part. And you know, the inconsistency of home run, and then you go 20 games with nothing, or you don't drive runs in. But yesterday, you know, the top of this lineup, the first five guys, 2 for 22. I mean, you can't have that. So I know even when we play good teams, and we always talk about the pitching gets better in the playoffs, and usually it does, but the ups and downs of this lineup consistently hitting has me concerned. And I told you guys a few weeks ago, it just didn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel right. If you're a Braves fan watching this team, I'm not telling you we're not going to be good or that things won't turn around. But right now, it just doesn't feel like it should. And I said this a couple of weeks ago, and people were like, well, I don't know what you want. You know what I want? I want consistent hitting. How's that? Can I get guys in this lineup to give me consistent hitting? Mike, as a team right now, we're 23rd in OPS, which is slugging in on base. 23rd in the majors?
Yeah.
With this lineup?
And this was a lineup we were talking about. Man, there's going to be no way to pitch around this thing. Actually, there's a lot of ways to pitch around this lineup right now. And I give Snicker all the credit in the world. He's trying to shake things up. He gave, you know, Demerit leading off, and he couldn't do anything yesterday. Went 0 for 5. We've talked about Dansby. Dansby's been pretty good of late. He's just pulled it up to 229 right now. And Duvall, I mean, look, he's never going to bat as we say. What's the number? 235. It's more about the home runs. But there's just – it's – tough. And some guys on Twitter going, well, Austin Riley's got a kid now and he ain't sleeping. Well, okay, get it. You know, get grandma to watch the kids and, you know, you go get some Z's, okay? Go to some wing of the, I don't know how big Riley's house is, Carl. There's got to be some place this guy can cop some Z's, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we said this about Freddie at one point. I think Freddie had a kid and they were talking about, is he sleeping? And, you know, who's taking care of the baby? I can guarantee you guys. Yeah, I can guarantee you guys, these ball players who are playing every day are not taking care of these babies, okay? They're just not. So I'm not concerned about that. I'm just more concerned about us getting completely locked in, but the errors killed us yesterday. And, you know, then the game is tied. We go to extra innings. Mike, it's the 11th inning, and I'm sitting there, it's 3-3. I'm like, okay, we're going to have to win in extras, no big deal. And then boom, 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 boom. And that inning where they scored four runs started with the play that should have been made, a catchable throw, you know, by Dansby. And he blew it, and then there you go, four runs.
Yeah, and the other thing also, as you said, and this is part and parcel of the conversation we're having about clutch hitting, in Friday's and Sunday's losses, we had a combined 17 men left on base, 9 on Friday, 8 on Sunday. Freed did a really nice job, 4 runs against a good Padres team, and then Will Smith just completely crapped the bed. So it just – and again, it's – there were errors. We've talked about all the lapses. Like on Friday night, the first – let's see, Demerit went 3-for-3, but Olsen, Riley, Ozuna combined for a 1-for-13. So, I mean, there's just so many big holes in this lineup where it's just – there. It seems – I also the pitch selection – it's kind of just back to when me and Ozuna sometimes ago. Does he have a plan at the plate? Remember how last year he started off sluggish, not the MVP caliber season of a 60-game season? So they got a lot of work to do, and we just feel it's going to self-correct, right? The law of averages say a team with this much power and this much offense can't hit this poorly for 162.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's the case. I just hope that it clicks before it's too late. Guys, we are still 6.5 games behind the Mets right now.
Looking up at the Phillies, bro. They just beat up on the Dodgers.
And that's – yeah, and my Bryce went off, by the way. And it's just one of those things where you go, okay, we can gain ground, but we're not doing it. I want you to hear Matt Olson. Turtle, let's play Matt Olson talking about the errors in this series, because if anything, this particular series, that is the reason why we didn't win it.
Yeah, you want to not make those mistakes. And, you know, Kyle threw a hell of a game. So, you know, we just need to just tighten – few things up and you know those guys keep throwing and us keep putting together some at-bats and get on the winning track here.
Now let's talk about the Acuña thing, because you know Bo was fussing at me on Friday telling me things about, you know, rushing him back. I didn't rush him back, they rushed him back, so now we suffer because he didn't play in this series. Okay, do we win the series with Acuña? I don't know. But the fact is, he's the best player on the team. You probably want him out there. And because they were scuffling, they decided to bring him back earlier than expected and then said, oh, well, he can't play back-to-back games, day games, night games. They made these rules, and then they broke their own rules. And so now he's dealing with this, whatever it is, growing. I don't care. Mike, this is on the Braves, and now it's costing us games with Acuña, and everybody's like, well, yeah, you want to be cautious. You weren't cautious in allowing him to finish his rehab start. You guys brought him back early.
I mean, like, I don't know where to point the finger, because he sure looked good enough to, you know, run the bases, steal bases, and look as athletic as possible, unless the groin injury just happened, and it's just a coinkadink. But either way, without having Acuña in there every day to be a spark, you just see what this lineup is not. And it's just, again, they will get it together. But at what point are we going to be saying, Carl, they're going to get it together? Are we going to be at the trade deadline? So I'm wondering if this team is 7 games behind the Mets? Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. We're coming back. Hey, we were bad, but we weren't that bad. We are going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Cody Jinks and Clint Black Saturday, April 13th at Amir's Bank Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale, guys, at Ticketmaster.com. We're going to give you a chance a day between now and 7 to win those tickets. So if you're a fan of Cody Jinks, Clint Black, stay tuned to Dukes and Bell. Mike, we were bad in our series against the Heat, and I'm talking about our Hawks. But I don't think I've ever seen a disgraceful display in a Game 7 from a team, not just an individual. I mean, Harden takes the cake and that whatever he did, you know, last week. As a team, I could not believe what I was seeing with the Phoenix Suns, who were just in the NBA Finals in a pivotal Game 7 to move on and get back to the Western Conference Finals yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I don't think we've seen. a team that, remember, this is a team that went to the finals last year. This is a team that, you know, had a shot to beat the Bucks, has a young, you know, young stars. And again, I don't know if the basketball gods just absolutely hate Chris Paul or whatever it was, or, you know, because remember, Carl, it all started with the NBA not letting him become a Laker. Remember back in the day when he was in New Orleans? So for whatever reason, Chris Paul's very star-crossed career continues to just be a head scratcher at times, because that was just god awful. But one thing you can say about the Hawks, we never looked that bad, even in getting smoked by the Heat.
No, and Chris Paul, by the way, unfortunately, I think he's going to end his career without a championship. I cannot sit here and believe that they're going to win 60 some odd games next year and be in this position again. The NBA, just like the NFL or any other sport, there are guys and teams that fall, rise. We saw it this year with our team. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're going to be a 10th seed and take a step back, because, you know, I think they were a more complete team than we were even last year. And so that's why I think last year was so shocking. But all this talk about Chris Paul and, you know, winning a championship, there are people who say he deserves it because he's been in the league so long. Listen, man, these chips are earned. And you know, kudos to Luka and what he did with the Mavs. And I know that's another conversation. Can we just accept that our guy is good, Mike, and their guy is good? And our guy got to this point earlier in his career. It happened 1 year earlier than it does for Luka to get to a Western Conference Finals. But I'm not going to sit here and debate what our guy is. I mean, we've got such a short memory. Trey drops 48 in game one against the Milwaukee Bucks last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then we know how it plays out, only because he got hurt. Only because he got hurt.
I've said it for, you know, a couple of times we've been going round and round with some of these. And again, I don't know what these guys are, if they're just provocateurs, they're not Hawks fans, and they just want to sit there on the fence. And, you know, I didn't hear anybody praising Luka last year when Trey goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, puts on the show at the Garden, gets spat upon, ends it with a bow, breaks the process in Philadelphia. And again, other than maybe falling on the ref's foot, who knows where we may have been able to go with the Bucks? Maybe that goes seven games, maybe it doesn't. Either way, he went way farther than Luka Doncic did last year. Now, this year, Luka had an unbelievable effort. He had 27 in the first half. So, I mean, I get it. You want to be prisoner of the moment, and now everything that Trey accomplished last year just didn't happen. It evaporated. Yeah, I get it. The Heat really made him look bad at times, and it was about as awful a final performance as you could see to end the season. But, I mean, come on. This ESPN-driven crap that you guys buy into, quite frankly, where one guy's a loser and one guy's a winner. Both guys are good. Now, we're not even debating the trade. Okay, if you want to talk about what the trade comes down to, again, yes, advantage Mavericks, because Cam Reddish is gone and DeAndre Hunter might be gone. You know, Cam Reddish was the guy that was the piece in that trade. But, Carl, I still don't understand why this has to be guys banging on Trey, and all of a sudden everybody jumps on Luka's jock all of a sudden here.
Well, I just think Luka was overhyped to begin with. I mean, in the bubble, he hits a game winner, and I told you guys, don't anoint him. And everybody went, oh, he's going to be the best thing. He shoots better than Bird. Slow down. Let him earn it, just like Trey. And I said that to you guys. So I get it. Great performance. But our guy was killing it last year, too. And so they're going to make their run. We'll see. If he elevates the Mavericks to the finals over an experienced Golden State Warriors team, then I'll give him props, because that's what this is about. Chips. It's about getting there and earning it. Not saying somebody's the best ever in the history of the game when they're just making good shots and, you know, doing what they need to do. Luka's been a star. We've known that. But I really despise the idea of what's now, what's next. What do you mean what's next? Our guy's going to work. Hopefully our GM does some moves in the offseason to get our team better. Did anybody ever talk about the Mavs basically making this trade that made them better and gave Luka more firepower?
Yeah, I mean, you got Spencer Dinwiddie in there, Porzingis. And again, Porzingis wasn't working. Maybe like John Collins isn't working here. You know, Luka, another thing we talked about, Luka got the front office rearranged. He got the head coach fired, right? There were a lot of things in Dallas that went down in the offseason. And they made the right moves. In hindsight, they acquiesced to the star and they made the right fit. And Dinwiddie has been unbelievable. It's a good team. They've got guys like Bullock, you know, like a worker bee. They made the right moves. They made a bunch of moves if you look at their the transactions over the last year. And we may have to do the same. But the idea somehow that, like, everything that happened now is happening in a vacuum and Trey didn't do anything last year, that's just asinine for people to sit there. Maybe they're really both great players. Trey was number one in points and assists, top five when you average it over the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, he statistically did something that like two other guys have ever done, I think, Mike. It's just it's ridiculous. I won't do it. I will let his play speak for himself, but I can also put respect on Luka's name when he accomplishes things like he did yesterday, because he was the sole reason in the first half the Mavs took control of that game. And you got to respect that. but the Suns played their worst game maybe ever. And what a time to have that happen. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You guys can hit us up. Mavs, Warriors, Western Finals, and now Celtics Heat. Mike, I do feel like this Eastern Conference Finals is going to be a war, man. It's going to be guys physical, lockdown. I mean, it's going to be a tough Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I know that the Bucks, and by the way, I mean, Giannis did everything he could do, and the refs let him take all the steps he wanted to as well. But it was amazing. And then if you take it back, how about Tatum? Was it Friday when he goes with the, I mean,
46.
That was one that you said, wow, he is, you know, and again, they said it on the broadcast, and it wasn't overhyping. I mean, everyone knows that he's really good, and they've got three great players on that team. But that's a superstar effort, man. That was sort of a, if you want to call it an official coming out party, then so be it.
All right, man, plenty more to get to. You guys can chime in on that. I have no idea about, you know, what our team is going to do and what the end game is, because we're not to the offseason yet. But when we do, we've said this, Travis Link's got work to do. He's got to get our team better. The idea that the Phoenix Suns are just going to come back in the West and all these teams will be the same, it's just not going to happen. I think this was their window, Mike, whether it was 2 or 3 years, especially with Chris Paul's age. What is he, 37 now, I think? Mm-hmm. I just think that's going to be tough for him to come back, and you're going to tell me he will be better next year. Guys, it doesn't happen like that. LeBron is diminishing. Guys get older. It just happens. It doesn't mean they can't still score and shoot, but you can't dominate a game the way Chris Paul used to. There was a time, Mike, Chris Paul was the best point guard in the league, hands down. I don't know if that's the case now.
As I said, you always wonder, and I know a lot of blogs have been written in the last 24 hours about what if he did go to the Lakers? What would he have accomplished with Kobe and Shaq, et cetera?
I mean,
unfortunately, the NBA was not allowing super teams. Later on, super teams were okay with the NBA, but at that time, they were not allowing that sort of thing to be prefabbed. So Chris Paul wound up a Clipper, and the dynamics changed. By the way, I gotta be honest. Golden State looked so beatable, eminently beatable at times against the Grizzlies. And I wonder how this is going to play out. I mean, some people are already projecting Luke and the Mavs into the finals. Let's slow our roll. But do you think this is going to be the last ride of the Golden State Warriors as we kind of know them, if they can get it done?
I think if they win the chip, then this is a legitimate dynasty, because you're talking about four in a 8-year period, 9-year period, because the last two, right, it's been injuries, and that's why they haven't been as good. But, Mike, I will say this, and I think the idea of who's going to stop Luka, maybe they have no one. Maybe Luka goes for 40 a game. But Luka better play defense, because if he doesn't, they got guys that will absolutely shoot him out of the building. And I think fundamentally that is why I'm going to roll with the Warriors in this series. It may be a best of seven. It may go seven games. But he's got to go chase some people now. And if he doesn't play D, all the offense in the world, he's not going to solely outshoot the Golden State Warriors. It's just not going to happen. Curry, Clay, they got just too many guys. Poole's playing out unbelievable. They just got too many guys that can score. And if Luka goes off, he's got to go now chase some guys and play some defense. And he didn't do that in this last series.
Right. Now, the Celtics and the Heat, man, that's going to be some old school. And Eric Spoelstra just said basically the same thing. It's going to be kind of an old school matchup. Tremendous defense. We just talked about Tatum and unbelievable the way he's playing. How are they going to D it up? Are they going to get good hero or bad hero? Because, you know, Adebayo's been solid. It always seems to be like a different guy steps up along with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's been the constant. But, man, I mean, maybe this is the Celtics' year. I mean, especially with Al Horford playing out of his mind the last couple of games.
It's crazy. And I saw the embrace from Bud yesterday and Al, and I'm sitting there thinking, I know Bud's thinking the same thing.
Where was this?
Exactly. You didn't do this for me when we were in Atlanta.
Yeah, I could have used this against LeBron a couple times, got to be honest.
So, headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Chris, before we get to Jason Long's show, he's on the way here in about 10 minutes. Can we hear Chris Paul talk about what happened in Game 7? Guys, the score at halftime was 57-27. And I had to do a double take because I was outside doing stuff. And I came back in and I was like, is that the right score? I could not believe that was the halftime score. Here's Paul.
You know, all season long, we try to lean on our defense. Tonight, our defense wasn't there. Our offense wasn't there either. So I think Coach said a lot of, you know what I mean? You play all season to be in this situation and didn't work out.
I mean, no. 27 points for that with all those weapons, with Booker and
It's crazy.
Ayton? I mean, because I was watching Rangers Penguins, which, by the way, Rangers win in overtime, and it was glorious. But, I mean, I'm same like you. I went over there and I tweeted out, damn, what the heck's going on with Phoenix?
It was nuts. It really was. Hockey was great this weekend, too. All the game sevens. If you're not a hockey fan, and we are, but it was great if you were paying attention. All right, Jason Longshore is going to join us, analyst for Atlanta United. We did something yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We'll talk about it with Jason next. It is Dukes and Bell coming up, top of the hour. We are going to talk about what's going on around the NFL. Rookie minicamps continue. And next hour, we'll get a chance to talk to one of our newest running backs, drafted out of BYU, Tyler Allgeier, set to join us. But, guys, this is a cool show. We do cool things. And next week, we're excited about Tuesday, May 24th. We will do a special edition of Dukes and Bell Live from Dobbins Air Reserve Base. It's our inaugural Salute to the Troops military tour, and it's brought to you by Hooters. There ain't no party like a Hooters catered party, but we are excited about being out there at Dobbins. Obviously, Memorial Day is approaching, guys. I'm a military vet. I told you guys a story. Dad was in the military, you know, 30-some-odd years. I'm happy and proud to be a part of this, and so hopefully, Mike, it's something we can turn into an annual thing, but first time out there, man, and we're going to be out there May 24th, Tuesday, get a chance to meet a lot of people out on the base there.
Yeah, and again, Carl, you know I don't talk about my military service. I'm pretty modest about it, but as a former naval aviator, I'm looking forward to maybe taking up an F-18 for a spin. You know, maybe buzzing the broadcast.
Wait. You were a naval aviator?
I can't cry. I don't like to talk about this. Call sign Manatee. I'm a technical advisor on the new Top Gun. You didn't know about that?
I did not. Yeah. By the way, the previews, man, it keeps coming out. I mean, they've shown different clips. I got to go see it, man.
I mean, as cheeseball as you think it may be, it's hard not to, as a red-blooded American man or woman, to look at that teaser or trailer, I should say, and not get a little excited about it. Because you know the characters, you know the storyline, you know that Maverick is going to have to overcome adversity, Carl, just like any other Tom Cruise movie.
No doubt. He's
going to have to win back the respect of Goose's son because he killed his father by getting in the jet wash because he was trying to win the Top Gun trophy and beat Iceman, who's now an admiral. So they got a lot of moving parts in this. And John Hamm will make some faces and be the angry guy like he always does. I'm telling you, they definitely sucked us in. Squidbill and I were talking about that trailer the other day. I'm in.
Yeah. I don't know where I saw it. Maybe somebody sent it to me because I was talking about this. But the pilots in this new Top Gun that's coming out, they actually were up in real F-18s and had to film themselves because they wanted it to be as realistic as possible. So some of these scenes you're going to see, the actors are really up there in these planes, and it's pretty cool. But I was like, whoa, blown away. Either way, we get back to Tuesday, May 24th, guys, special edition of Dukes and Bell. All right, let's talk to Jason Longshore. Jason, thanks for your patience, man. We just wanted to let our people know we're going to be out there at Dobbins Air Reserve Base next Tuesday. Let's talk about what we got from Atlanta United, because I will take a draw under the circumstances, injuries. We talked about it yesterday with you down there at Mercedes-Benz. And again, thanks for stopping by yesterday with us. But I just thought yesterday was one of those days where we really got a chance to see what could be with our two stars, right? We're talking about Almada and Araujo.
Yeah, we've been seeing this with Moreno as well in that trio, that group with Hosetsu and Ibarra behind them. That group of five has played together since the Montreal game. The way they've played in the games they've played, this is maybe the best they've looked, but they've attacked and they've gotten these chances and they've gotten these shots, and frankly, they've been getting the goals too. it's really turning on that. You can't have the little mistakes that cost you in this because you could have had 3 points. But the performance, when you look at where you are in the season and what you've had to deal with, the performance is very good. And you've got to get the little things sorted out. So when you get into the second half of the season, you start thinking playoff push. If this team attacks like that and defends just a little tiny bit better, it's a team that can win a lot of playoff games.
I know that we've been talking a lot about the injuries. They're unavoidable. Does Brad make the stop that goes through the five hole that couldn't be stopped?
Well, here's the thing about that situation is it's not purely on Bobby Shuttleworth. It's the easy thing, and I thought Gonzalo Pineda explained it really well after the game about Bobby and Alan Franco, and there was a lot of finger-pointing at the two of them on the two goals that were conceded. Those positions where you're a goalkeeper, you're a defender, it's really hard because every mistake is magnified. It's not like a forward who can miss five shots but score two goals and everything's great, right? So it's a difficult spot to begin with. It's even more difficult when you're the goalkeeper there and your back line has changed since you took over as the goalkeeper because you weren't the starting goalkeeper. If it's Miles Robinson coming across to help defend that rather than Alex DeJohn, I don't think Shuttleworth comes off his line initially. I think he stays at home. He started to come where the mistake that Bobby made is he started to come out for it and stopped. And you're stuck at that point. You're stuck in no man's land. Right. It's really hard to get reset. He's trying to get his feet reset. Ball slipped through him. He had that moment of indecision, and I think a big part of that moment of indecision, Franco's moment of indecision, is not stepping up with the line to catch Buxa offside. A lot of that is because the personnel out of your back five, your goalkeeper and your back four, has changed now with two key changes, with Brad out and with Miles out, and everybody else is trying to figure out how to work together.
It's Jason Longshore joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about Atlanta United's draw yesterday. I thought all the goals, by the way, were outstanding. I really did. I thought even their scoring and the way it happened, Jason, we got a chance to see some exciting goals yesterday.
It was a thrilling game. I mean, New England's not a team that likes to play in that kind of a game where they don't have much of the ball and they're on their heels a lot. That's not their style. Atlanta forced them into something different, but you saw their quality. I mean, Adam Buxa should be at the World Cup with Poland, in my opinion, and Carlos Heel is one of the best players this league has ever seen. The pass that he slipped in to Buxa on the first goal, that's what catches Shuttleworth because it's so perfectly weighted. You see it, and you're like, okay, I can get there. I got this. And it's not hit with too much power on it to where, oh, wait a minute, now I can't get this, because he weighted it perfect for Buxa's run. Really well-played game all the way across the board. It was a fun one to call. It was one of those after the game that I felt drained. I can't imagine how Atlanta United players felt after 120 in Nashville and a 90 in that kind of intensity. They fought hard, but it was a really fun game to be part of.
It is Jason Longshore, guys, at Longshoe. Our Chris, the engineer, was in my seats, and he enjoyed himself. Man, date night, by the way. Jason at Longshoe on Twitter. Jason, the Almada goal, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that people pay to see an Atlanta United game for, and you see the brilliance. So I guess the argument is if the group up front continues to coalesce and the manager, Pineda, kind of infer that Joseph might be back sooner than later, do you just try to maybe win some of these games, 3-2, et cetera, and then we try to address and help the defense or get more center backs or whatever at the trade deadline? The next transfer window?
Yeah, I don't know if you're really looking at what you can add. And we talked about this yesterday when I was out at the Benz with Randy and Carl. Like, your salary cap is going to be a tricky spot here because you don't get like-for-like relief with the guys who are on the season-ending injury list. So there's not going to be room to really go out and make big changes. And honestly, I don't know what changes you could make that you would replace somebody in the short term, because Miles Robinson's going to be back. You're not replacing him forever. You're replacing him for a short period of time while he's recovering. So that's not an easy addition to make. I think George Campbell and Alex DeJohn are going to be fighting there for that time. And Alex has frankly been outstanding in these two games that he's played as a starter. So it's going to be tricky. I think you are going to have to, in the short term, more than anything, keep playing this way in terms of the attack. That's never going to change. I think Gonzalo Pineda wants to get a forward, those three attackers with Araujo, Moreno, Almada, bombing forward. He wants Osechu and Ibarra or different personnel, depending on how those positions shake out. He wants them to support wanted them to get forward and help. He wants his fullbacks to get forward. That's Lennon and Gutman, and they do a great job in doing that. That's a lot of players going forward. So you're going to give up chances going the other way from time to time. And I think his biggest task right now is getting the communication and the chemistry. We've talked about it from the attack all year. Now you got to get that defensively because it is part of it. When you play next to somebody for a period of time, you know what they can do. You know what they can't do. You know where they like to receive the ball. You also know what kinds of battles they're going to win and what kinds of players might give them trouble that you might need to drop and cover for them a little bit, thinking, all right, if he gets beat, I can get there. That kind of stuff has to come. And the back line, defensively, everything has changed as much as the front line has.
Jason Longshore, our guest, guys, talking about Atlanta United next up Saturday at Nashville. Jason, our home unbeaten streak, 13 straight. We still have a very unique home field advantage, don't we?
Yeah, and when that place gets going like it did after the second goal yesterday, ooh, it's really difficult to deal with. I thought there was another goal in it. I thought Atlanta had another goal. I thought they were going to get boosted by the crowd after Araujo's goal. It's a tough place to come in and play. 13 now, 9 wins out of that 13, or 8 wins out of that 13, sorry. It's really difficult to come in there and play well against Atlanta United when they are on song like they were yesterday. To have that many shots, that much control of the game, that much possession, it's surprising when you have those games and wins don't materialize from it. If they keep playing in that way, more wins will materialize. Things will even out.
I know that we've been dealing with the injuries. We've been dealing with expectations. I know that Pineda, by the way, I think I like the guy. I think everyone agrees. Do you like the job he's doing under the circumstances? Is he doing everything he can? It's just a matter of these guys just executing?
Yeah, I love the job that Gonzalo Pineda is doing. To be able to lose at different points, and honestly, right now you've lost all of it. So you've lost out of the spine of your team, and that's how you build a team from scratch. It's the spine. He's lost his goalkeeper. He's lost the center back. A national team center back about as good as you can find. He's lost the central midfielder who was here for veteran leadership and has played a lot of minutes before he got hurt, and you've lost your forward. That's the spine. Like, that's the whole spine outside of Almada or Moreno as the number 10. That's the whole central part of the team. And to be able to weather that and not just get results to have them in a playoff spot right now, but have them playing so well. It's not they're getting cheap results. They're getting, honestly, you should be getting more points for the way that they're playing. To be doing that and in this game to be able to get that fight out of the team and the performance he did after 120 in Nashville on Wednesday, I think Gonzalo Pineda is doing an amazing job.
Great stuff. Jason, we appreciate you as always. It was fun to watch yesterday. I'm glad we got the draw. We didn't take the L. I mean, it's about results, but I thought yesterday was fun and entertaining. Thanks again.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, man. Next up, as we mentioned, Nashville coming up this Saturday on the road at Nashville. Mike, we talked about this with Jason, and he talked about that spine aspect, and it really kind of gives you a visual if you look at this team and you were to lay out the lineup and take those guys out, and you realize, you know, we just got to survive right now. That's really what we have to do.
And we've kind of been in this boat before with injuries, and like Joseph's had major injuries now. You know, what is it, 2 of the last 3? And missing an entire, except for that Nashville game you and I went to, an entire season. So I love the young guys. I love the mixture of, you know, they call it the Argentine connection again, all these dudes who seem to be able to score. It's an exciting brand of soccer. I just think we sort of want to get less draws and more wins, and hope that that'll be forthcoming.
Hey, coming up, we'll get you caught up on the latest, including could he come back for real?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.